Good day to all of you. I thank you all for listening to me today. I have something very important to tell you. I want you to know that when I say that something is very important, it must be very important. No, not really. Not really at all, because most times I want to talk about something very important. I could be talking about a glass pig with a slot in the top of his body for you to put coins in. I could be talking about my little piggy bank. Yeah, but I'm not going to be talking about my little piggy bank because I am talking about a very special and important particular subject. I'm talking about life. That is what I came to talk to you all about today. I came to talk to you about life. Now, if you want to hear about life, you've got to live life. If you want to live life, you've got to get up and say, life, I am here. Let me live. Live! Do you want to live life, or do you want life to live you? Because if life is living you, then I want you to know that you're not doing anything, you're not getting anything done, because the definition of life living you means that you're just sitting on a couch and life is passing you by. That is what life is living you means to me. Because when life is living you, you're not getting anything accomplished. You're just sitting there day by day goes by and your whole life is passing away right before your eyes because life is living you. And when life lives you, this is what happens. You turn around 3 times and you're 40 years old. Then you turn around again and you're 80, you're 70, you're 60, you know, I mean, yeah, you're 70 or 80, and then you keep moving forward until you are dead. Now, what's going to happen then? What is going to happen then when you are dead? I'll tell you what happens. There's either two places you can go, and you can either go to heaven or you can go to hell. It's that simple. Simple. No. Is it really that simple? Yes, it can be that simple, but how do you decide which path you're going to go on? Because there is so many people out here saying that everyone can get to heaven. And you know, you can do whatever you please. Live a life of Satan and pass through the golden gates of heaven. No! You're going to be passing through the gates of hell. Because if you live a life full of lies, wickedness, evil, sinful acts, that is where you are going. Understood. But it doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to go in that path. You don't have to even follow that path. Where could you end up if you turned your life to Jesus right now? Where would you end up if you didn't turn your life to Jesus right now? And after listening to this, you got off your computer, headed out to work or wherever it is you're going today, and something happened. Something life-changing. God could either take you today and you could be on the road to him or on the road to hell, to Satan. Or he could leave you here and give you a chance to make up your mind if you want to serve him or if you want to continue living the life that you've been living, which is full of such sin and wickedness. That is something to think about. Because I'm talking about life here and the afterlife. Because it is an important subject. Not glass piggy bank importance. No. I'm talking about your soul, people. Your soul. I got something here to tell you. I'm going to look it up. And I'm going to quote it. If you don't believe me, you can look it up yourself and you can find it. But it is one of the most known scriptures out there. And if you don't know it, and if you haven't heard it, well, you're going to hear it today. because I'm going to tell you. If you listen to me. Now, I know that this world can be full of such wickedness and temptations and all that stuff that can pull you in. There's so many people out there telling you what you got to do, and you know, and then for even the Christians that are living the life of God, it's not an easy life to live, because if you're living what you're supposed to be living, and if you're serving the God that you say you're serving, Jesus Christ, if you're serving Him and claiming to know Him the way that you are supposed to, your life is gonna be miserable. But no. Not entirely miserable. I mean, you're gonna have your struggles and you're gonna have your trials. He doesn't promise you a la-di-da life in fairy tale land on earth. No, because you know why? Because the Bible says we're not of the world. Okay? We're not to be of the world. Or we're not to love the things in the world. We're not to be connected to them things. Or the people. We're supposed to love God. And if we love God the way that we're claiming to love Him, and if we are serving Him the way that we're claiming to serve Him, then what is going to happen? The Bible says that you will be hated. Jesus said that you will be hated among all men. For His name's sake. Get that down and get that engraved into your heads, people. Because if you haven't already got that into your heads, what is gonna happen? Why haven't you already got that? Okay? Because you can't just expect to do whatever it is that you want to do and then when you die, go to heaven. No. We've got to follow God. We got to be like Him, and we got to try our best to be more like Him, be a witness for Him, and be an example for Him. That's what it truly is to serve Him. Trying our best to be more like Him, and trying our best to be a light into this dark world, this world of darkness. And I'm going to leave with this scripture. And I want you all to have a blessed day after this. This is one of the most known scriptures out there. It's quoted all the time. You see it everywhere. It's John 3:16 out of the King James Version Bible. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. People, I pray y'all have a blessed day. And I ask you all to think about what it really is to serve God. Think about what it really is to be a light. And you know, you're going to have a rough life trying to uphold and defend His word. But you know what? It'll be worth it after all. It'll be worth it. So don't deny Jesus just because you're under a little pressure. Because when you fail Him, He's going to deny you. God bless y'all, everybody. I thank you for listening. This truly just came out of midair. So I thought I should get it out there, and I did. So thank you all for following me. And God bless y'all.